So as a supported member, you would become an owner of the cooperative and be making decisions about kind of what happens in your area, what happens with the tech, what happens with, so we're kind of be using, well, at the moment we're using Lumio, kind of, increase the use of Lumio as our membership grows, but because our members all already know each other kind of very well face to face, we're using, actually making less use of the decision making tools online. Kind of embedding all of the features of cooperative governance into the platform itself. So an example that I like to use is that in our rules, if you want to call an extraordinary general meeting, you need to get the signatures of 10% of the members to do that. That's really hard when you don't know who any of the members are, or when you're kind of working in a cooperative that's entirely sort of pencil and paper based. But if you're operating through a platform, you could do that. You could be like, just in the same way that you upvote feature requests, you're like, I want to call an extraordinary general meeting about this. And then if the other members see that, they're like, yes, 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 yes. Okay, we've reached, you know, 100 people, 150 people. So that's happening. Like, there's no, no arguments. So it's like, and this is another reason why it's really, really difficult to use kind of an off-the-shelf sort of piece of technology, because they just, I mean, like, no one thinks like that, really. or at least the producers of digital products tend not to think like that. It's completely woven in. So you don't need to kind of read our rules. You can just live them. You know, you can just do them.